All right, so we'll say good morning. Today's daf is daf dalet. We are going to start the last two words on Gimel Amud Beis. V'am Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said, top of dalet. Lud v'ono the guy harashim. Mukavos choma mimos Yehoshua benum. So Yehoshua ben Levi says, the cities of Lud, Ono, Gaia Harashim are all considered to be walled cities from the times of Yehoshua bin Nun. So the Gemara says, Vahani Yehoshua bin Ani. So the Gemara asks Akasha, is that true that Yehoshua built these cities? Vaha Elpa'al Banani. But it's not true. Elpa'al built them. Now both say Elpa'al, he's going to quote, lived later than Yehoshua. Dichse, because the Pasuk says, B'nei Elpa'al. Avar here is actually quoting over here now from the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Ubnei Elpa'al, Eiver Umisham Veshemed, Hu Bana Es Ono Ves Lod Ubnoseh. So we'll say, see from here that it was not Yehoshua ben Nun who built these cities, but rather it was Elpa'al, to which the Gemara says Ula Ta'amech. But using that reasoning, was it Elpa'al who built it? Asa Banani, and Rabbo say Asa lived even later than Elpa'al. Dichsiv. Over here quotes another pasuk from Divrei Hayamim, Vayiven Are Mitzura Biyuda Ki Shakta Aretz Ve'in Imo Milchama Basharim Ha'ela Ki Eniach Hashem Lo. Okay, so that actually in the parentheses says, Vayiven Osas Are Habitzura Shal Yehuda. Amar Blaz Rabbo say. So here we have a multiple level contradiction. On one hand, the Rabbi Shulman Levi says that it was Yehoshua who built Lud Ono Geach Harashim. We have one pasuk in Divrei Hayamim which seems to indicate that a man by the name of Elpa'al built these cities. And now we have a third pasuk that seems to indicate that a man by the name of Asa built these cities. So which one is it? Rabbi Lazar, Hani Mukafos Choma Mimos Yehoshua Benun Havo. In reality, these cities were in fact walled cities from the times of Yehoshua. However, what happened? Charuv bimei Pilegesh Begiva. They were destroyed. They were destroyed during the days of the Pilegesh Begiva. Remember, so we spoke about this actually at the end of Meseches Tanis. If you remember again, one of the reasons the Gemara gave why the 15th of Av is a Yom Tov is because it was the day on which the tribes began marrying into or allowing the Shevet of Binyamin to marry into them. Remember again, there was this episode of the Pilegesh Begiva of the concubine who was brutally abused and then killed by the men of Shevet Binyamin. As a result, again, there was a massive civil war. Shevet Binyamin was essentially excluded from the other Shvatim. So these cities were apparently destroyed during the days of Pilegesh Begiva. Va'asa Elpa'al Banani. Elpa'al came along and he rebuilt them. Hadr Inpul. And then again, they fell into a state of disrepair again. Asa came along, Shapitzinhu, and he fixed them up. He bolstered the city again. So we'll say, it turns out that everybody is correct. Yehoshua built them, they were destroyed. Elpa'al rebuilt them. They then fell to a state of disrepair. And Asa came along and repaired them. Dekinami Dechsiv, even the Pasuk seems to indicate this, because the Pasuk says, Vayomer Yehuda, Nivna es ha'arim ha'ela. Yehuda said, Rabosai, and this is the Pasuk referring to Asa, Yehuda said, let us build these cities. Michlal, De'arim havu me'ikara, which would seem to indicate that in fact they were already considered to be cities. Meaning, what the Gemara is picking up on is that when Asa wants to rebuild these places, he doesn't say, let us build places. He says, let us build these cities, which indicates to us that they already had the identity as cities already. Because again, remember, supports what we were saying before, they were originally built by Yehoshua, then destroyed, rebuilt by Elpa'al, fell into a state of disrepair, and then Asa came along and repaired the cities. Okay, so therefore, we'll say, at the end of the day, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi's statement remains correct, that the cities of Lud, Ono, and Gaia Harashim are considered to be walled cities from the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, and therefore, for our purposes, would end up reading the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. Another statement, V'am Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Noshim Chayavos, B'mikra Megillah. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says, women are obligated to read the Megillah. Why? Sha'af hein hayu ba'osanis. Because they were also included in the miracle. Look at Rashi. Sha'af hein hayu ba'osanis. Rashi says, Sha'af al hanoshim gazar haman lahashmid laharog u la'abed minar va'azakin taf v'noshim. because again, the decree to destroy the Jewish people. Remember, again, Haman's intention was to destroy everyone. That decree was upon the women as well. And I will say it's actually interesting. If you take a look, it Tosas. He says, "Sha'afin leyu ba'osanes." There's only one Tosas. Sha'afin leyu ba'osanes. Perish Rashbam she'ikar hanes haya al yadam. Then I will say, we'll see this sugya again a little bit later on. But the Rashbam explains that what it means, "Afin leyu ba'osanes," means that women were the primary engine behind the miracle. So the Rashbam says, "Ayide Esther b'chanako, ayide Yehudis." I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Beporim ayide Esther, bechanika ayide Yehudis, bePesach shebeschus tzidkanio shebaosahadar nigalu. So this is very interesting. So according to Tosis, well, actually according to Rashbam, remember the Rashbam is the son of the Rabbeinu Tam, the grandson of Rashi. So interestingly enough, machlokis Rashi and Rashbam. According to Rashi, afineyu bosanes means that women were literally part of the salvation of the miracle, that there was a gzera to go ahead and destroy them, but they were saved. According to the Rashbam, no, afineyu bosanes means that they were the primary characters in the salvation. That again, Esther by Purim, Yehudis by Chanukah, and the women in general by Pesach. Okay, if we have time, if we have time at the end of the daf, I'll come back to the previous Tosas as well, which speaks out the halachic ramifications of this statement. But right now, let's make sure we finish the daf. Rabbi Shimon Levi says, Purim shechal yos b'Shabbos. If Purim falls out on Shabbos, shoalin v'darshin b'inyano shayom. We go ahead, now obviously what we're going to establish over here is that we do not read the Megillah on Shabbos for reasons that we'll discuss below. But even when Purim falls out on Shabbos, even if we're not going to read the Megillah on Shabbos, we learn about the halachos of Purim on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, okay, what's the chiddush? My ear, your Purim. Why do you have to single out Purim? Afilu Yom Tov Nami. Rabbi say this is true whenever any Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos. And the truth is not just Shabbos. Whenever you have a particular Yom Tov, there is an obligation to learn the halachos that are pertinent to that Yom Tov. This Sanyo, we learned in a Braisa. Moshe Tikin Lahem Yisrael, Shiyuhu Sholin V'darshin B'inyano Shoyom. Moshe Rabbeinu instituted for Klal Yisrael that we should go, literally Sholin V'darshin means we should ask questions and examine the halacha B'inyano Shoyom. Pesach B'Pesach, we should learn halachos Pesach on Pesach. Atzeres ba'atzeres, the halachos of Shavuos on Shavuos, hilchos chag b'chag, and the halachos of Sukkis on Sukkis. So again, Purim is strichalei. So we'll say, using this logic, what the Gemara is asking over here is the following. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, the Braisa said that in general, we always have an obligation to learn the halachos of a particular Yom Tov on that Yom Tov. So why does Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi have to come along and say that when Purim falls out on Shabbos, you should learn the halachos of Purim on Shabbos? It's obvious. It's the same for every other Yom Tov as well. To which the Gemara answers, Mahu detema, what would you have thought? Nigzar mishum derabo. We'll say, I might have thought that when Purim falls out on Shabbos, we dafka don't learn the halachos of Purim, or for that matter, learn the Megillah on Shabbos as a concern for the gezerah of Rabbah. Remember again, what is the gezerah of Rabbah? Rashi says, "The gazra the kamon b'kriyas Megillah shema yavirena arba amos b'rishus harabim avkan gazru drasha atu kriyas." So we will see in just a little bit that there's something called, actually we've seen it already, we saw it in Sukkah, there's something called the Gzerah of Rabbah. The Gzerah of the Rabbah means that there are certain things that the rabbis did not want you to do on Shabbos, lest you come to go ahead and carry something on Shabbos. So for example, when Purim falls out on Shabbos, which you know cannot happen, according to the way our calendar is set up today, the 14th of Adar can't fall out on Shabbos. The 15th of Adar could absolutely fall out on Shabbos. So that's why we'll talk about it actually today, what we call the Purim Mishulash, a 3-day Purim, which they have in Yerushalayim sometimes. But in any event, if Purim were to fall out on Shabbos, so we will push it off, or we'll push it earlier. Why is that? Why can't we celebrate Purim on Shabbos? Because you're going to say there's a concern that since you have to read the Megillah, and not everyone is proficient in reading the Megillah, that what may happen, one may come to go ahead and carry the Megillah, Dalet Amos and Rosh Sarabim. So therefore what? So therefore I might have thought that same gezeru should apply to learning the halachos on Purim, or to learning Megillah on Purim. That maybe, again, we should not allow it, lest you come to carry the Megillah, Dalet Amos and Rosh Sarabim. Kamashmullah, no. Kamashmullah, the gezeru is only on the reading of the Megillah, but does not apply to the learning of the halachos. But Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rabbi Shimon Levi said, Chayiv Adam Likros Es HaMegillah Balayla. Rabbi Shimon Levi said, a person is obligated to read the Megillah at night, and to repeat it by day, meaning the obligation to read the Megillah is both by night and by day. Shene Emar, because the pasuk says, Elokai, ekra yomam velo sane. My God, I will call out to you by day, and you do not answer. Velayla velo dumiya li. And at night again, I will call out, and you will not be silent to me. So we'll say, the Gemara is quoting, Rabbi Shimon Levi is quoting this pasuk to teach you, David HaMelech is talking about crying out by day and by night. Therefore, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi uses this pasuk as a scriptural allusion to the concept that we read the Megillah by day, by night as well as by day. Savar minei. So when the Talmidim in the yeshiva heard this drasha, they said, well, maybe what it means is the following: lemikriyei balayla for the mislamas nisin di day biyimama. Maybe what it means is that we should read the Megillah at night, and we should go ahead and learn the Mishnayos of Megillah by day. Because we'll say what the Talmidim and the Yeshiva were picking up on is when Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi stated this halacha, he said, Chayiv Adam Likros Es HaMegillah Balayla, a person is obligated to read the Megillah by night, V'lishanosa. Now we'll say, Lishanosa is Lashon of Mishnah. So maybe Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi was saying, you have to read the Megillah at night and learn the Mishnayis by day. So to which the Gemara says, Amar Elohu Rabbi Yirmiya, Lididi mifarshi le minei Rabbi Chebar Abba. So Rabbi Yirmiya said, I heard this phrase explained to me in the name of Rabbi Chebar Abba. Kegom da amri inshi. This is like what people often say. Evar parsha sada. I'll review this parsha. Va'asniye, and I'll do it again. So the idea is that when Rabbi Shimon Levi used the lashon of Velishnie, Velishnosa, he did not mean to learn the Mishnayos. What he literally meant is what? To actually go ahead and repeat the Megillah in its entirety. So we'll say again, so therefore Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi is teaching us that Allah Chalamayis, because remember again, the Megillah itself makes no mention of how often you're supposed to read it. The Megillah just tells us you're supposed to read the Megillah. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi comes along and tells us the obligation is to read it by day or by night and to review it again or to say it again by day. Amr Rabbi Itmar Nami, Amr Rabbi Chabal. It was also said in the name of Rabbi Chabal. Amr Ula Bira said, Chayiv Adam Likros Es HaMegillah Balayla. A person is obligated to read the Megillah at night, V'lishanos Savayom, and to repeat it again by day, Shene Emar, quoting another passage from Tilim, Leman Yizamercha Kavod V'lo Yidom, in order that I will go ahead and sing about your glory, V'lo Yidom, and I shall not be silent. Hashem Elokai li Olam Odeka. Hashem, my God, forever I shall praise you. So we'll say, what this pasuk is picking up on is what? Lo Yidom, I shall not be silent. That even when I begin to go ahead and praise you at night through the reading of the Megillah, I will not be silent. I will not be silent, and I will continue to praise you by day as well. So what I just want to point out to you, actually, Soloveitchik, Zichus HaLevracha, points out, if you notice, that two dramatically different psukim, that in the first passage, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi is quoting, the makar for reading the Megillah by night and by day is a pasuk of Tsar. Hashem Elokai, Elokai Ekra Yomam Velo Sana. I call out to you and you do not answer. V'layla V'lo Dumiyali. But I will still continue to call out even at night. So it's a pasuk of pain, a pasuk of supplication, a pasuk of sadness. And yet, if you look at the pasuk of Rabbi Chelbo quotes, L'man Yizamercha Kavod V'lo Yidom, Hashem Elokai Li'olam Odeka. A pasuk of incredible salvation and happiness. So just interesting that they're learning same halacha, but learning it out from two dramatically different sources. All right, the Gemara goes weiter. Elashak farim makdim liyom maknisa. So remember, Gemara both said, the Gemara said that the villages, the rabbis gave the villages the ability to push back their reading to the nearest, what we'll call it, market day or entry day. Remember, again, we established in the Mishnah that the villages would enter into the larger cities on Mondays and Thursdays, really to adjudicate their legal disputes. Therefore, again, the rabbis gave the ability for the villages to go ahead and read earlier on the closest market day to the 14th. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Chachamim Nambos, if you remember again, when we saw Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi seemed to indicate that the reason for this leniency was why? Because in the villages, they often did not have someone who was proficient enough to read the Megillah. Therefore, again, they probably would have to travel into the larger cities anyway. But like this, instead of making them travel twice, let's say on a market day and then again on Purim, so the rabbis allowed them to read the Megillah on the market day. But now the Gemara says something different. Am Rabbi Chanina, Chachamim hikilu ala kvarim. The rabbis were lenient on the villages to allow them to push back their reading to the nearest market day, to the nearest Monday or Thursday. Why? Kidei sheyispiku mayim umazon lachem shebikrachem. This is very interesting. In order that they should be able to supply, literally, water and food to their brethren in the larger cities. Now, what this seems to say is like this. Obviously, cities did not have much farming land. So where did their supplies, their food, where did their food come from? Their food came from the neighboring villages. So Rabbi Chanina seems to be saying is like this. Purim is a very busy day for the villages. Why? Because Lemaisa, they have to supply the food for the larger cities. Therefore, because they have to supply the food for the larger cities, therefore the rabbis let them read the Megillah earlier than the 14th, the nearest market day, in order that on the 14th they're free to take care of the food needs of the larger cities. To which the Gemara says, Lemaimra, Ditakanta Dikrachen Habi. And I will say, according to this logic, this is very interesting, because now what you're really telling me is that the dispensation or the leniency to read the Megillah earlier in the villages is in fact not for the benefit of the villages, but rather who is it for? It's for the cities. It's for the benefit of the large cities. Aye, but is that true? V'hatna, but we learned, Chali Hios B'sheni, Kfarim Vayaros Korin Boba, Vayaros Kedos Kolon Boba Yom. But I will say, yet we learned one of the cases in the Mishnah was that if the 14th of Adar falls out on a Monday, so what is the halacha? The halacha is that villages and large cities read on that day. V'im Isa, now if it's really true that the ability to push back the reading to one of the market days is not a benefit for the villages, but rather, again, who is it a benefit for? The large cities. If that's the case, then even when the 14th falls out on a Monday or Thursday, what should you allow the villages to do? To read the previous Monday or Thursday, again, in order that they should be free on Purim Day itself to provide for the needs of their brethren in the city. V'im Isa, liktimulio maknisa. But if that's the case, again, let them go ahead and read on the previous Yom HaKnisa, the previous market day. To which the Gemara says, you can't do that, Rabosei. Why? Because Havlu Asar Rabosei, remember, think about this calendrically. If the 14th is falling out on a Monday, that means the previous market day will be what? The previous Thursday, which will be the 10th. The Gemara says, remember, you can't do that because that will be the 10th. Va'asar lo tekin Rabbanon. Remember, I will say, the earliest time you could possibly read the Megillah is when? Yeah. Is the 11th. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Those are the days for Kriyas HaMegillah. Therefore, that can't work. Okay, so the Gemara says, Tashma. The Gemara quotes another braisa. Chalios bechamishi. If the 14th falls out on a Thursday. So what is the halacha? Kfarim v'ayaros kidolos korim bobayom. So villages and large cities read on that day. But again, v'im Isa. If you're going to tell me that the ability to push back the reading of the Megillah to the previous market day is really the benefit for who? For the large cities. If that's the case, liktemu liyomaknisa da'achada sahu. Well, say, so listen to this. Remember, so let's play this out. The now 14th of Adar is falling out on a Thursday. So if you're going to tell me that the whole reason we allow you to push back the reading of the Megillah to a market day is to allow the villages to essentially be free on Purim Day itself, to take care of the food needs of the larger cities. So therefore, when the 14th falls out on Adar, what should be that? Excuse me. When the 14th of Adar falls out on a Thursday, so what should we do? Let the villages read when, Rabosai? When? On Monday, which is what date? The 11th. And therefore, let them be free on Thursday to take care of the food needs of the larger cities. To which the Gemara says, and says, no. No, because we don't allow you to go ahead and what? To push off the reading from one market day to the other market day. Meaning the dispensation only allows for the moving of the reading to a market day. But if the 14th of Adar already falls out on a market day, you cannot go ahead and push it back to a previous market day. All right. I'm sorry. That was the Takanas Chazal. That's the Chazal instituted it. Tashma. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said the following. I will say, we're not finished with this. Rabbi Yehuda. I will say, understand what we're trying to figure out over here. The Gemara dropped a real bomb on us because, according to Rabbi Hanina, the whole idea of the villages now pushing back their reading to a market day is in order to go ahead and serve the food benefits, or the food needs, for the larger cities on Purim Day itself. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai, when do we say that the villages have the ability to go ahead and push back their reading to the nearest Monday or Thursday? That's only b'makom shenichnasen b'shini b'chamishi. I will say that's only in villages that are normally accustomed to going into the larger cities on Mondays and Thursdays. But I will say, for example, if you happen to have villages that for whatever reason don't go into the larger cities on Mondays and Thursdays, then what? Ein korin osa ela bizmano. Excuse me. But I will say, if you have villages that do not go into the larger cities on Mondays and Thursdays, then what? Ein korin osa ela bizmano. They read the Megillah when? On the appointed time on the 14th. Now says the Gemara, if you tell me that the reason why we allow the villages to push back the reading to the previous Monday and Thursday is not for the villages, but rather for whose benefit? For the benefit of the larger cities. Because these villages don't enter into the larger cities on Mondays and Thursdays, you're going to cause the larger cities to lose out. Meaning, what the Gemara is asking over here is, if really the whole idea is for the benefit of the larger cities, meaning that we want to free the villagers from an obligation to read the Megillah on Purim Day itself, in order that they can be free to supply food to the larger cities, then what? Then you should allow the villages to move back the reading to the nearest Monday or Thursday, the 14th of Adar, irrespective of what? Irrespective of what? Irrespective of if they go into the larger cities on a general Monday or Thursday or not. Remember, this should be told, even for what the Gemara is suggesting, is even for argument's sake, if you have a village that never goes into the larger cities on Mondays and Thursdays, who cares? Allow them to still push back the reading of the Megillah, because remember, the whole chap over here is to do what? Is to go ahead and free them from their obligations on Purim Day so that they are able to supply food and drink to the larger cities. To which the Gemara says, you're right. Lo teima kadei sheyispiku mayim umazon. Don't say that the reason that we allow the villages to push back the readings to the Monday and Thursday is in order that they be able to supply food and drink to the larger cities. Rather, how should you read it? Ela ima mipnei shemesapkim mayim umazon la'achim shemikrachim. Rather, you have to read the statement of Rabbi Hanina as saying that we allow them to push back the reading to the nearest market day. Why? Because they supply food and drink to their brethren in the cities. Now, I'm going to say, what does that mean? Look at Rashi. Ela mipnei shemisapkin. Rashi says, scharhu lohem bishvil shehein misapkin. Hilchach hecha dein nichnasin lo kulahu lagabayhu ve'ein kan schar. Now, I'm going to say, listen to this. So what the Gemara now does is reframes the statement of Rabbi Hanina. We thought Rabbi Hanina was saying, that the reason the rabbis allowed for the villages to read on the nearest Monday and Thursday was to allow them, to enable them, to bless you, to enable them to supply food and drink to the members of the large cities. And therefore what we're doing is we're freeing them from the obligations of Purim Day in order that they can focus on supplying food and drink. The Gemara now reframes that and says, no. What Chazal recognized was not in order to allow them or to enable them. What the rabbis were doing was giving the members of the villages a leniency, that since they take care of the needs for the residents of the larger cities. We want to be lenient on them and therefore allow them to go ahead and read earlier if it makes their lives easier. But it obviously only applies in situations where they're already going into the cities. So if you're already going into the larger cities on Mondays and Thursdays, we recognize the incredible service that you provide for your brethren in the large cities all around you, and therefore we want to give you this leniency just to make your life a little bit easier. So again, if it applies to you because you're already going into the larger cities on Mondays and Thursdays, then great. But if it doesn't apply to you, then you do not have that particular leniency. Okay? Says the Gemara weiter.
When do they read the big cities?
The 14th, correct. So again, using this logic, if you live in a village, but the village, again, does not go ahead, let's say normally go into larger cities on Mondays and Thursdays, then you will be just like any other unwalled city, and you will read on the 14th. Says the Gemara, Ketzad chalios b'sheni b'shabbos, kfarim v'ayaros gedolos korin bo b'yom. So now the Gemara has a very interesting question. Maishna resha dinakit sidura diyarcha, Now, I'll say, Gemara asks a very interesting question. The beginning of the Mishnah says that the Megillah could be read on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th. But that's how the Mishnah, so the Mishnah begins by speaking about the days of the month. Then, if you notice again, the Mishnah shifts, and the Mishnah begins to speak about not about dates, but rather about what? About days of the week. So, for example, you know, the Mishnah, so again, after it says the Megillah could be read on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, so what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, Ketzad, Chali Hios Yudalad B'Sheni, if the 14th falls out on a Monday. So then it goes, and then after that it says again, Chalios B'Shlishi. Then when it goes to the case, it says if the 14th falls out on a Monday, on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday, it goes like that. So the Gemara asks, why is it that the beginning of the Mishnah begins by focusing on the dates of the month, and yet what? Then when the Mishnah gives the illustration of this principle of 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, it goes into what? So it's not the days of the week. To which the Gemara answers, because it's very interesting. Because at the latter part of the Mishnah, when it wants to illustrate the cases, would also go according to the days of the month, you'd have to go in reverse order of the days. So meaning, for example, if you wanted to frame the Mishnah as how do you read on the 11th, what you'd have to essentially do is you'd have to go ahead and begin from Monday and start working your way back. Monday, Sunday, Shabbos, Friday, Thursday, Wednesday. That's the only way to illustrate the cases of 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 in their calendrical order. But because that seems unnatural for the Mishnah to do, to speak about the days of the week in reverse order, therefore the Mishnah changes course a little bit, and although the beginning of the Mishnah speaks about the days of the month, the second part of the Mishnah goes in the order of the days of the week. Okay. Chalios Perev Shabbos. Masnis in money. Whose opinion does our Mishnah reflect? Suppose, remember again, the Mishnah said that if the 14th falls out on Erev Shabbos, so remember, what did the Mishnah say? Kfarim maktim liyom maknisa, villages read on the nearest market day, which again is Thursday. Va'ayaros gedolos umukafos choma korin bo bayom. And what? And walled cities will read on Friday. Okay, because remember, unwalled cities will read on Friday, because why? Why? Because it's the 14th. Walled cities will read on Friday. Why? Because remember, you can't read on Shabbos, and 16th on Sunday is already too late, so they'll read on the same day. So the Gemara says, Masnis in money, whose opinion does our Mishnah reflect? E Rabbi Yossi. It could either be Rabbi, or it could be Rabbi Yossi. So we'll say, how so? My Rabbi, what's the case? What's the position of Rabbi? Disanyo. Because we learned in a Braisa. Chalios Pe'erev Shabbos, if the 14th of Adar falls out in Erev Shabbos, Kfarim Va'ayaros Gidolos Maktim Elio Maknisa. So we'll say, according to this opinion, both villages and large unwalled cities read on Thursday, Umukafin Choma Korin Bobayom, and walled cities read on Friday. Rabbi Omer Rabbi says, Omer Ani, I say no. Lo yitchu ayaros mimkoman. The unwalled cities should not be moved from their place. Ela, elu v'elu korin bovayom. Rather, both walled cities and unwalled cities will read on Friday the 14th. My time of the Tanakama. What's the reason of the Tanakama? I also remember the Tanakama pushes back unwalled cities to Thursday as well, along with the villages, and has walled cities read on that Friday. What's the logic of the Tanakama? Because the Pasuk says, V'choshana v'shana. The Pasuk in the Megillah says that you shall go ahead and uphold this Yom Tov of Purim each and every year. So the Tanakama darshins, Ma kol shana v'shana ayar is called Moslem Mukafin, just like in every single year, unwalled cities read before walled cities. Afkan ayaros called Moslem Mukafin, so too in this year, unwalled cities should read before walled cities. And therefore the Maisa again, which means what? In this case, in order for unwalled cities to read before walled cities, what do you have to do? You have to push the unwalled cities back to Thursday along with the villages. The Gemara says, but why don't you say that? What does it mean when the Megillah says each and every year? Just like in every single year, we always try to keep unwalled cities on their date, i.e. the 14th. Afkan lo yitchu ayaros bimkomon. So too over here, the unwalled cities should not be moved from their place, and they should read on the 14th. To which the Gemara says, "Shaini hacha delo efshar." No, there's no. This case is different. Why? Because it's not possible. The most like, why is it not possible? Because according to the Tanakama, the most important thing is that unwalled cities should always read before walled cities. So because of that, if walled cities are going to be reading on Friday the 14th because they can't read on Shabbos, therefore the only choice is to what? Is to push the unwalled cities back to Thursday the 13th along with the villages. The Rebbe my timer. What's Rebbe's logic? Rebbe says, because again, the Megillah says, B'chol shana v'shana. You have to read the Megillah or celebrate Purim each and every year. Ma'chol shana v'shana ein ayaros nitchin mimkomon. Just like each and every year, unwalled cities are not pushed from their date, i.e. they read on the 14th. Afkan lo yitchu ayaros mimkomon. So to over here, unwalled cities also should not be pushed from their date. I ve'ema b'chol shana v'shana. I, but maybe the pasuk teaches us ma kol shana v'shana ayaros kol moslem ukafin. Just like each and every year, unwalled cities are read before walled cities. Afkan nami ayaros kol moslem ukafin. So too over here, we should say that unwalled cities should also read before walled cities, and let's push back the unwalled cities to the Thursday the 13th. To which the Gemara says, to which Rebbe will say, you're right. Normally we like to have unwalled cities read before walled cities. But what are you going to do? It's not going to work in this particular case. That's not a possibility here. Suppose I, therefore, again, our Mishnah could reflect the view of Rebbe, because Rebbe holds that what? That when the 14th falls out on Erev Shabbos, you actually have what? You have unwalled cities and walled cities actually reading on the same date. And villages will read again on Thursday the 13th. Now the Gemara also said our Mishnah could reflect the view of Rabbi Yossi. What did Rabbi Yossi say? My Rabbi Yossi, Desanya, we learned in a Braisa, Chalios be'erev Shabbos, if the 14th falls out on Erev Shabbos, excuse me. So what is the halacha? The halacha is Mukafin. Mukafin ukfar makdim lemakniso. I must listen to this. The Tanakama of this Brisa says that if the 14th falls out on Erev Shabbos, walled cities, listen to this, walled cities and villages read on Thursday. Read on Thursday the 13th. Va'ayaros kidolos karba mayom. And walled, and unwalled cities will read on the 14th. Rabbi Yossi says no. Ein mukafin kodmin la'ayaros. We do not push walled cities before unwalled cities. Ela, elu v'elu korin bovayom. Rather, both unwalled cities and walled cities will read on Friday the 14th. My time of the Tanakama, what's the logic of the Tanakama? It's a very novel approach to the Tanakama. So the Tanakama says that when the 14th falls on a Friday, villages and walled cities will read on Thursday, and unwalled cities will read on Friday. What's the Tanakama's logic? The chsiv, b'chol shana v'shana. Because the pasuk says you have to uphold the Yom Tov of Megillah each and every year. Ma kol shana v'shana ayaros ba'arba asar. Just like each and every year, unwalled cities read on the 14th. Uzmano shalzeh, lo zmano shalzeh. And the timing of reading for walled cities and unwalled cities are not the same. Afkan, so to over here, when the 14th falls out on Friday, Ayoros Barbas, so we'll go ahead and we'll keep the unwalled cities on the 14th. But Rabosai, because the reading for unwalled cities and walled cities cannot be the same, therefore what? Uzmano Shazeh, Lozmano Shazeh. And excuse me, Afkan Ayaros Barbasar, Uzmano Shazeh, Lozmano Shazeh, and therefore in order to differentiate the times, we'll push what? We'll push the walled cities back to the 13th. I the aim of a choshana v'shana, but why don't you dash on the five? Maybe when the pasuk says each and every year, we should say ma choshana v'shana ein mukafin kol min la'ayaros. In each and every year, unwalled cities never precede walled cities. Afkan ein mukafin kol min la'ayaros. So too, we should say over here that lamaisa walled cities do not read before unwalled cities. To which the Tanakam will answer, shiny hacha delo efshar. You're right, under normal circumstances. So again, walled cities don't read before unwalled cities. But here, we have no alternative. That's the Tanakama. My time of Rabbi Yossi. What is the logic of Rabbi Yossi? Because Rabbi Yossi says, B'chol shana v'shana, the Pasuk says, we read the Megillah each and every year. Ma kol shana v'shana ein mukafin kol min la'ayaros. Just like each and every year, unwalled cities don't read before unwalled cities. Afkan ein mukafen komin la'ayaros. So too over here, we don't push walled cities before unwalled cities. And if Rabbi Yossi, in Rabbi Yossi's view, then what the halacha is when it's Friday the 14th, so unwalled cities and walled cities will read on Friday, and villages will read on the 13th, Thursday. Ve'ema b'chol shana v'shana, ma kol shana v'shana zmano shazeh lo zmano shazeh. But Rabbi Yossi, why don't you dash when the Megillah says each and every year, just like each and every year, the timing for unwalled cities and walled cities are not the same. Afkan zmano shazeh, lo zmano shazeh. So too, we should see over here that the timing for the reading should not be the same for walled cities and unwalled cities, and therefore perhaps we should push the walled cities back to Thursday. To which Rabbi Yossi will respond, shani hacha delo efshar. Rabbi Yossi says, under normal circumstances, you're right, but we have no alternative here. So therefore, the Gemara ends off over here is by saying that Lamaisa, our Mishnah could reflect the view of Rebbe or Rabbi Yossi. Because according to both of these opinions, when the 14th falls out on a Friday, unwalled cities and walled cities will both read on Friday the 14th, and villages will read on Thursday. To which the Gemara says, let's just do another few lines. V'savar Rebbe Ayaros lo dachin liyom haknisa. Does Rebbe really hold that unwalled cities are not pushed to the market day, to the previous Thursday? V'atanya, but we learned chal lihios b'Shabbos, that if Purim, if the 14th falls out on Shabbos, kfarim maknim liyom haknisa, villages read on the previous Thursday, which is the 12th. Va'ayaros kidolos korin be'erev Shabbos, and unwalled cities read on Friday. Umukavas chom lamachar, and walled cities read the next day on Sunday, the 15th. Rebbe Omer says, I say, hoil v'nitchu ayaros mimkoman yitchu liyom haknisa. Rebbe says, well, I think that once already you can't read on the 14th, right? Once you can, because it's Shabbos, you might as well what? You might as well push the unwalled cities to the market day as well. Hey, so the Gemara, so it seems to be a contradiction. Because we just said, Rebbe just said before that what? Rebbe just said that if you have to go ahead, that we don't, Rebbe just said before that when the 14th falls out on Erev Shabbos, that we don't push the reading of the Megillah back to the previous Yom HaKnisa, back to the previous market day, the 13th Thursday. And yet in this price, so what is Rebbe saying? That when the 14th falls out on Shabbos, you would think that Rebbe would just say, just push it to Friday. But Rebbe doesn't say that. What does Rebbe say? Push it to Thursday, the market day. To which the Gemara says, it's not a good kasha. Hachi hashta hasam zmanam Shabbosi. You can't bring contradiction, because in the price, we'll say, when is the 14th? The 14th is Shabbos. V'hoyol d'nitchu yitchu. So we'll say, again, I understand logic when Rebbe's saying, once you're already not reading it on the proper date, meaning once you're already going to have to go ahead and what? Change the date. You might as well change the date to a date in which other places are reading as well. So if the 14th is Shabbos and you can't read on Shabbos, I hear the logic in saying what? Push it to Thursday the 13th because the villagers are already reading on that day anyway. However, v'hacha zmanam erev Shabbos. You can't compare that to the case of Mosai of what? Of where the 14th falls on Shabbos. Because when the 14th falls on Shabbos, that is the actual date to go ahead and read the Megillah. And therefore logic dictates that if you don't have to up uproot the actual date, we leave the actual date as is. Rabbi said, therefore, it turns out it's not a contradiction. When the 14th falls on Erev Shabbos, Rabbi is going to stick to his guns and say, no, the 14th is the date. Therefore, there's no need to deviate from that date. Read the Megillah on the actual day. However, if the 14th falls out on Shabbos, Rabbi said, again, today is a calendrical impossibility. But if the 14th were to fall out on Shabbos, then Lamaisa, once you already can't read it on the 14th, Rebbe would say, okay, then you might as well group as many readings together as possible. And Rebbe would agree that what? That you would push the reading of the unwalled cities back to Thursday the 13th in order that they could read together with the villages. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up at Kiman Azla tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem.